This is Neil Doody for Art Sound FM, and this morning I'm at Book Gallery talking with Melissa Cameron, who has a new show opening here Friday. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Neil.
So, Melissa, do you want to tell us about Marfa, Texas, possibly both the town and the show?
Sure. I used to live in Seattle and went on vacation, or holiday, sorry, some American terminology might still sneak through. Went on vacation to Marfa in Texas. Its closest large city is El Paso, so it's about 3.5 hour drive from El Paso. And El Paso is actually the sister city on the other side of the border, is Juarez. So it's quite a big city if you kind of join the two together.
Uh-huh.
It's also about a 1 hour drive, about 100 miles from the Rio Grande. So it's sort of a border town, but it's most famous for Donald Judd. It was also the place where the film The Giant, which was the last film done by James Dean, was made down there. So Elizabeth Taylor and a few other luminaries have been in town.
And the most important thing is it's right in the middle of the desert from what we can tell.
It is, yeah. There's a little bit of farming because of the proximity to the Rio Grande, but for the most part people were unsuccessful, so there were some ranches and stuff down there, but now a lot of the land is owned by people who want to protect it. So Judd actually bought up 340 acres or something like that, and then there's a few other people who have it. But yeah, in terms of my artwork, desert is really important because when I got to Marfa, I was really interested in all the scrap steel that I kept finding on the ground everywhere. And having lived in Seattle for a while and knowing that American towns always seem to have this incredible collection of scrap steel around, I'd been thinking in the back of my mind for a little while, one day you're just going to pick a location and you'll do a show based on that location. And I got to Marfa, and the campground that we stayed in the first night had all of these little bits of fencing wire, which I've since found out were concrete ties, laying on the ground everywhere, as well as quite a few welding rods. So they're sort of steel-based as well. And I work in steel and enamel a lot, so I was like, okay, maybe this is the town. And so I started picking things up and snapping photos of what I picked up. And then eventually, once I'd moved back to Australia, I made them all into a show.
Yeah, so found objects are the basis of all the work, by the looks of it.
Yeah, found objects. I decided that to elevate the found, I wanted to work with something precious. So it's my first foray into using a lot of 18 karat gold. But found objects, and then most of those are protected with a layer of enamel, which works well on steel if you have the right equipment and the right enamel.
Yeah, so deep underneath this jewellery, you can still see the found object, but there's often, I've seen layers of ceramic, I guess you could say, or enamel, and the gold, so it adds a certain amount of, if I can use the word bling, I guess, to found objects.
Yeah, it was sort of to elevate the found into that realm of the precious, because that, I mean, especially with some of these pieces, they were found in places that, for a bit of a art nerd like I am, they're a bit of a pilgrimage site.
I gather that many people probably still go to Donald Judd's site for the
It's a small community market. There's only maybe 2,500 permanent residents, but they have huge influxes of tourists to come and see these installations that he's made. It's the place where there are only the greatest number of permanent installations of Judd's work, as well as Dan Flavin and a few other of his kind of friends.
Yeah. So on the work itself, I noticed that each of the pieces is actually geotagged. So if you actually buy a piece of this jewellery, you will actually get a lot of information about the source of the found objects in it.
Yeah, absolutely. I sort of being able to take those photos, and every smartphone now, you can choose to turn this function off. But for me this time, it was really useful that I would have the exact location of where I found each object. And some photos, you know, it was such a rich ground that I would have 5 or 6 different objects in a single image. And then other pieces are just individual ones, but it's allowed me to actually be able to create a Google map of where all of the pieces were found. And so if people are interested, they can sort of see exactly outside of a particular building or on a street corner exactly where the work came from.
Yeah, and when you come into Book Gallery to see the show, there is a huge map of Marfa, Texas as well, so you can start to identify just where you are on the map. And all of the works in the usual display cases you find in Book, along with the photos of the geotagged location, so you can see the bit of dirt that the original piece came from.
And in a few of them, it was quite an effort to get that dirt off, In order to enamel steel, you have to really rough up the surface. So I have quite a powerful sandblast cabinet that I use some really big grit inside. Mm-hmm. And working with regular steel, it's relatively easy to get the right surface that you want. But in order to get some of the layers of rust off of these pieces, it was actually quite an ordeal. I spent a lot more time sandblasting than I normally would with steel objects.
But the results there for showing now. So the show called Marfa, Texas is open at Book Gallery by the time you hear this, and we'll be open for the next couple of weeks here. So thanks for talking with us this morning, Melissa.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you.